Video: NYC food town worker attacked while trying to stop alleged shoplifters. Enough is enough. By Amy Furr on March 10, 2023. An employee was attacked recently when he tried to stop two alleged shoplifters at a store in a Bronx neighborhood. The worker at the Allerton food town has since returned to work. According to News 12, he confronted a man and woman who tried to exit the store carrying food they did not purchase, the outlet reported Thursday. The pair is accused of punching the man, knocking him to the floor. Video footage shows one individual hitting another before they both fell. The one lying on the floor appeared to fight back, trying to get the other individual to back off. He even appeared to hold on to the suspect's leg as the person tried to turn and move away. When the suspect finally left, the apparent victim stood up. According to store manager Louis Porcelli, shoplifting has grown worse over the past year. Although he is worried about safety, he wants people to reconsider before stealing something off the shelves. If you're hungry, ask for it. Maybe we'll give you a steak or whatever, but don't go in and steal, he told the outlet. In February, voters in New York City named crime a main issue plaguing the city, per a Quinnipiac University survey, according to Breitbart News. Further, most, 57%, disapprove of the way New York City Mayor Eric Adams, D, is handling crime in the city, while just 36% approve. Most Republicans and independents, 78% and 63%, respectively, disapprove of the way Adams is handling the crime issue, and a plurality of Democrats, 48%, feel the same way. On Tuesday, vandals ransacked a New York City Chinese restaurant, which reportedly racked up approximately $200,000 in damages, Breitbart News reported. The outlet reported in November that crime in New York City grew over the past year, with an uptick in rape, robbery, burglary, and grand larceny. Per the News 12 story, Porcelli is standing with a group called the Collective Action to Protect Our Stores, which is urging lawmakers to take action regarding repeat theft offenders as crime plagues the area. Now is the time for our leaders in City Hall in Albany to step up and change policies and pass laws that will protect employees and customers. Enough is enough, it is time for action, the group said when speaking of the recent incident. Per the New York Daily News, the store notified police from the 49th Precinct when the incident occurred.